As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
Now
hiring at Ready Mix Contractors. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We have a special guest we get to in 1 second. Before that, breaking news, Austin, please. There it is. We play breaking news for donations on Give to Lincoln Day. You can give at givetolincoln.com. Select Matt Talbot to be part of this. You can text your screenshot to the text line at 464-5685. Magic. $100. Dropped it off at the station. We'll bring it over here early. Yeah, it's at the station.
We'll bring it over here later today. Thank you.
Magic.
Right now we're about 7,500 short of the for the 20,000 we need to raise during the show.
Yes.
To get the match.
So we're doing well.
We're doing really good. We need about $7,000 more to get during the show here. That will give us the Jim Hansen Sandhills Global
$20,000 match,
which is huge. So we need it right there. We're pressing. Thank you, Breakers.
Yes, and you can do it at givetolincoln.com. Select Matt Talbot. Again, Matt Talbot is important in this community. In defeating homelessness, relieving hunger, addressing addiction, and so much more. They provide outreach here. It is a wonderful, important place in this community. givetolincoln.com. We are joined by a very special guest live here at Matt Talbot Kitchen Outreach, and that is Dale Wellman, the Nebraska Wesleyan men's basketball coach. Dale, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Very nice to be here.
Now, this place is important to you for many reasons, but also your wife is a part of this organization. We've talked to Lori. She was with us a couple weeks ago on the airwaves talking about Give to Lincoln Day and talking about Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. In your words, how important is this to you in the community and just how your guys' involvement with it?
It's tremendous. I mean, obviously, I have a special there's a special place in my heart for Matt Talbot just because my wife works mm-hmm. here and she's really, really enjoyed it and is actually pursuing a master's in social work just because of what she's seen and what she's been involved with here. But with my guys, I really try to get them involved here. We try to do some stuff with Matt Talbot. I mean, I think, you know, as everyone knows, that college education is co-curricular and having that opportunity to learn different things outside the classroom and to go out and to learn about nonprofits, to learn about volunteering and learning about giving, and even just learning that, you know, you're not sacrificing your time when you go out to work at a place like Matt Talbot or some other nonprofit. It's not sacrificing. It's actually time very well spent, you know, so and get something out of that. And I'm probably sitting here as a product of the same thing. When I, believe it or not, this body played college basketball at one time. Mm-hmm. And, when I went to college, I had never, you know, volunteered or been exposed to nonprofits or anything like that. And our coach had us go out and work at different places. And I probably don't remember everything from every single game, but I remember all those opportunities that I went out and worked for, you know, Habitat for Humanity and different places within the community. And that's kind of stuck with me. And I guess try to pass it along a little bit to the guys on our team.
It means a lot, too. I mean, it's something you guys do with your team right now in college, but seeing some of these players do it after they're done playing has to be impactful for you, seeing that as a coach and someone obviously involved with your wife working here.
Yeah, absolutely. To be able to see them go on and kind of take, like I said, that co-curricular aspect where they're learning, and then when they leave, you know, they want to continue that. Like I said, it's not sacrificing your time. It's time very well spent. But you want to see them, you know, grow and develop. And I think that's part of it after they graduate. And and have it part of their lives. I think it's great to give back to Matt Talbot, and whether it's serving or helping out with Huskers for the Homeless or whatever it may be, you know, that's very nice.
How long have you guys been here? How long have you been the head coach at Westland?
I got the job here in July 2014. Mm-hmm. So just coming up on 11 years right here.
And then Lori, was it tough convincing Lori to come to Lincoln with you?
If you want to, so I actually applied for this job without telling my wife. And
smart. Okay. Yeah. Smart move.
So it's an interesting story. I was just sitting at the house one day, and the athletic director, Ira Zeff at the time, he was the athletic director. Oh, yeah. So he just called me out of the blue. And, you know, I'm talking to him. We kind of had a phone interview without me knowing that I was going to have a phone interview that day. And then he said, hey, I know one of your references. I'm going to call him. You know, I'm going to call you back in about 30 minutes. I said, okay. So he called me back 30 minutes, and it was actually Dave Paulson, who's actually the head coach at Holy Cross in Massachusetts right now. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Dave, you know, said some good things about me. And called me back up and said, hey, you know, Dave had good things to say about you. We'd love to get you on campus. Can we fly out tomorrow? And I said, sure. And I haven't talked to Lori at all. Mm-hmm. So then I had to get off the phone and I had to call Lori. And we were living in upstate New York at the time. She's from upstate New York. And I had to tell her that we were I was going to go interview in Nebraska. And we realized that she had never been to Nebraska and she'd never been to a state that bordered Nebraska, and she's a New Yorker.
she
had a few
upstate?
Choice.
Upstate.
Yeah, but still a New Yorker, and she had a few choice words for me when I said I was going to Nebraska, and she was like, absolutely not. And I had worked at Eastern Kentucky, which is right outside Lexington, Kentucky, and I said, you loved Lexington, Kentucky. I tell you, Lincoln's very similar to Lexington.
Okay.
And she did. She loved Lexington. I said, when I'm gone, just look into Lincoln, you know, online, do everything you can. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, you know, all fairness to her, she looked at it and found out all the positive things about Lincoln and, you know, was on board. And she was ready for a new adventure even at the time. And it's really worked out well. And big reason I'm not leaving is because she loves Lincoln so much. She really does.
And a big reason you're not leaving is because you win.
That
you
helps. Win. Isn't that much fun?
You're a winning coach.
that does help. I do really like Nebraska Wesleyan. They've been good to me. And I love the type of kids I get to work with every day.
We had you on the show, I believe, 2 years ago on your run to the Elite Eight. Is that right?
Right.
Over the phone?
About a year and a half ago.
So, I mean, in terms of the team upcoming this year, what's the expectation?
Well, what do you got
coming back?
Well, I guess at this point I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, we lost a lot of good players.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
But, you know, right after we lost the conference championship game at home, you know, I was obviously down a little bit. And, like, within the next week, one of our players, who was a 1,500-point scorer who had gone into the portal and missed this year because of knee surgery, he called me up and said that he was coming back, even though he had some offers to go play Division I basketball. Mm-hmm. And that was obviously a huge boost. And when he did that, we had another senior – you know, who went through senior day activities and had another year of eligibility, and he decided he was going to come back for his fifth year. And then we got a key transfer who actually called me up as soon as his portal was processed, his portal papers were processed, called me up and actually asked if he could come here. And that was kind of right out of the blue. We recruited him out of high school, but really minimal effort to kind of recruit three big guys that are going to be big parts of our team next year. So, you know, I'm really excited going into next year. Ignorance is bliss right now. Like, we haven't lost any games. Our guys aren't around campus right now. But cautiously optimistic of what we're going to have. We, you know, put those guys together with what we think are some good returners coming back. And I like our class. It's a good mix of incoming freshmen and a couple transfers. So I'm excited moving forward.
Dale, we understand ignorance is bliss more than anybody probably you've ever met. But, hey, you still playing, a very upbeat style, fast-paced style?
You know, the past couple of years, we have not. And I think we've been it's really odd for some of my teams. I've always considered myself kind of an offensive-minded coach.
Okay.
The last couple of years, we've really wrapped our head around the defensive side of the basketball. And I think it's, you know, I've learned
defense
a lot.
Defense travels, Steve.
Yeah, I've learned a lot as a head coach, and just different teams have different characteristics, and our teams are really, you know, we're tough, gritty, hard-nosed guys. I think we ended up finishing 13 in the country in defensive field goal percentage this year, which was a key to our success this past year. I would like to get back to playing faster. You know, we'll have some new guys next year. It'll be a good time to maybe experiment, try some different things, try to get back to our roots a little bit on the offensive side of the basketball. But the past few years, even the Elite Eight run, didn't average a lot of points,
okay,
but we're very good defensively. So maybe mix the two together in the future. Maybe some
so you
good
change
defense.
It up. You change it up.
I think you have to mix it up a little. Like, you know, we're always kind of going to play the same things, but I think we focus on different things depending on the characteristics of your team. They'll gravitate to a little bit different things within the offense and within the defense. And I think to be successful the past couple of years, we needed to focus. You need to focus on both sides of the ball. Don't get me wrong, but we needed to focus a little bit on the defensive side.
Tell us about the excitement of when your team gets announced and Ellie's on the mic and she's the one, yip, yip. And she's running the microphone and she did it for us in studio one time and it was incredible. Tell us what it's like seeing that live. You're there, you got your team together, you're going to announce the starting five. And Ellie's on the mic.
Goosebumps. That's all I can say.
Yep.
Knew it. It's
so you
really...
know Ellie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's nice to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Acquaintance.
They
here.
Sit right next to each other on the on
you're
basically.
Aware of Ellie.
Very aware. Yes.
Oh, no, it's nice to see a friendly place when I walked in here today. But no, just goosebumps. And you start, you know, I think a few people leave the game right after that. I think it's all downhill.
That's not true. That's
the game. She's the
one she announced.
It's not what you're there for.
It's great. It was nice to see her. She's been great. She's done a good job for us. Hate to see her go, right? She graduated
and
everything.
Not, yeah, there's been a lot of changes. And I don't know when she told you she was leaving, but she told us the day that she left. All of a sudden, she just also one day, I won't be here tomorrow.
There was no warning.
There was no warning. There was anything. That was a tough day for us here at the school.
See ya.
Yeah, that happened like that. We're very lucky to have our so in this profession, you get people you lean on for knowledge, of high knowledge. So one, we have a resident, you know, expert that we lean on, Jerry Schmuddy.
Oh, yes.
So he called. I know Coach Schmuddy very well, but I know him extremely well. And I went to school during his run when they went to the Final Four a couple times. I went to Wesleyan during that time, but he's fun. Do you have a relationship at all with Coach Schmuddy?
I had breakfast with him last week. I went out.
Oh, I guess that's a yes.
Yes. No. Coach Schmuddy's been.
This is incredible.
He's just been great. He's been great for me. Even when I first got here, he was the AD at Hastings. He hadn't retired yet. And then when he came to Lincoln, I used to go out and eat lunch with him a lot with Larry Snyder over at Risky's.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been super supportive. He's one of those guys that I don't pretend to know it all, and it's really nice to listen to him talk. Number one, I like to hear the stories that he has. And number two, he obviously has some basketball knowledge to pass along. And I think even though we do it different ways, it's always nice to kind of hear how other successful coaches have done it. But, no, I went out with him and Paul Baker and Dana Jansen the other day.
Dana Jansen.
Look at these name drops here.
Yeah, just new name drops. Those are some big names. Those are some legendary names.
Dana's been great. He's the one alum. I mean, I play golf with him probably more than anybody else in town. So he's retired.
He's retired now. I was just going to say.
He's retired, and I feel like maybe a lot of his friends aren't retired yet. And my schedule's a little flexible, so he always asks us to go out and play golf. It hasn't made my game any better as much as I played with him, but he's the one that puts up with it most, so I keep going out with him.
He is Dale Wellman, the Nebraska Wellesley men's basketball coach. Dale, one last time, one last plug for Matt Talbot from you today in terms of importance for you.
No, I mean, it's not just importance for me. I think it's importance for the community, really. I mean, it's a great organization that obviously does a lot, not just, you know, feeding the hungry here in town, but obviously working with the housing, you know, drugs and all those things.
Yes.
Like I said, it's impacted our family a lot. And I hear a lot from Lori, and she has a passion for it now. Like I said, she's getting her master's in social work. So it's been because of this place. It's really important to me, our family, but really for the community. I think it's obviously really good to give back. I don't think that's anything crazy to say. Everybody knows that, and they do it as well as anybody.
Well, thank you for being here. Good luck this season to your team. And we will be tracking you for sure.
Always nice to talk to you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Coach Thank Dale you. Wellman, Nebraska Wellesley men's basketball coach. When we come back, we've got more special guests, Rhonda Ravel and Ava Bradwell from Nebraska softball with us next from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.